today. It's a massive honour for me, this. I waited for a couple of years to play this, but due to COVID and all that, I couldn't do it. Anyway, I'm going to kick off with a poem called Wigging Diggers. In 1649, they marched at St. George's Hill, brothers together carrying out the people's will. They came to work the land, reclaiming what was free, to make the country equal for you and for me. The landowners were not happy, the land they seen as their own. Cottages set on fire, even destroying the corn. You poor take courage for standing tall. The land is a treasure for one and for all. No man has a right to be called the Lord when with his crops he does hard. They stole the land, they stole what's ours. In this, the pleasant England, one rule for the rich and another for the poor. You diggers stand for glory, you landowners, you know the score. All things in common, we all bleed the same. Landowners and lords, and your heads in shame. Thank you.
Hey, well done, Si.
That poem, Wigging Diggers, is now a song by the brilliant Sheedy Frost. You can listen to it on SoundCloud. It's also on the CD, The Winds of Salford, track 2. It's called 1649, and that's available on Spotify. Right, during the lockdown period, for me, one young lad stood tall by the name of Marcus Rashford. Yes, don't forget the name, like Gavin Williamson, that clown of an education secretary. Perhaps he should be back at school. Anyway, Marcus forced the government into a U-turn over school meals, and his campaigning has been absolutely amazing. If ever a number 10 deserves to be at number 10, it's that lad. This poem is about how he missed the penalty and how his mural in Manchester was defaced. There's no place in our society for any form of racism. When we win, my colour you cannot see. I miss a penalty. Why have you changed your view of me? I wear this shirt with so much pride, giving it me all, prepared to die for the side. Being a team member, sitting on the bench with social injustice, I'll come off that fence. You thanked me when you used my voice, now you've made your choice. Deface my mural, my town will cover it in love. Heartfelt notes, I feel blessed from above. My passion, compassion and desire to change lives will continue until they stop to deprive. Your education is lacking, you see. You'll never be a man like me. You're filled with hate, everyone will agree. But I, Marcus, will forgive you. I only wish you could be like me. And when one of our own you do attack, Marcus, the old man Manchester, will have you all back. Thank you.
Yay!
I had a pint before over there, the lager 4.0%, and it's just not right. Throat's gone dead dry. Can anyone help me out with a little drink? Pint or something like that.
Pint of tea.
This next point is about our amazing NHS and the brilliant work they've done, and how our Tory government is treating them with disgust when it comes to a pay rise. I'll hold your hand and Snapchat your wife, see out the last days of your life. Then when I'm alone, I'll pick up the phone and I'll ask the moneylender for a loan. You clap to show gratitude outside number 10. Then you offer me 1% and you're hiding your den. Then you raise my national insurance by 1.2%. Please tell me, Boris, how do I pay me rent? It was a massive problem. We had no PPE. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? We're all in this together, that was the call. But when I look at my wages, there's nothing at all. All respect has left my heart. Your selfishness has torn me apart. I clap outside, don't pay my bills, but I'll carry on comforting them that are ill. No passion at all, it does sadly lack. We all feel we've been knifed in the back. And all those long lost Thursdays where we clapped and cheered, we slowly being sold off, just as we feared. Thank you. Time slot, and they've only got 7 minutes. It's a bit like being a car parking meter. So, this next poem is called The Battle of Peterloo. It's a stain on English history. Bloodstained tears of 200 years, massacred by the government and the peers. The Battle of Peterloo carnage did dawn, with sabres slashing and drawn, all to quell parliamentary reform. 15 slaughtered on that hot summer's day, all for the rich to have their way. Brothers, sisters and families did protest, a stain on English history. How could they do this? How was it allowed? Orders were given to charge the crowd. Frightened protesters could only run, trampled under the horses' hooves they did become. All to arrest one Henry Hunt, the organiser of that fateful day. The press reported it with shock and horror. For some protesters, there was no tomorrow. Bloodstained fields in Manchester are laid. For the yeomanry, it was just another day. So the six acts were passed to keep down the masses. The threats were now real to the upper classes. Quell the peasants, keep them down, the government did frown. Sadly, we've never learned to, and it's still the same today. Governments oppressing the working classes seems to be the way. Thank you. Right, sadly, this is the last one you've got to endure. This poem is called Manchester. Manchester is magical, radical, it's our capital. It's our town, it's on its own, it's a place we call home. From slum housing to bombs on our city, never once have we asked for pity. We dust ourselves off and we go again. Never do we complain about the pain. From St. Peter's to being crushed, killing our own, the crowds were rushed. Covered it up with fake news, same as today, still we have our views. From the free trade hall to the bans of today, the world listens to what we say. And when it comes to sport, no one compares. We have our Tyson Fury, he'll fight anyone, anywhere. Actors, poets, artists, we've got them all. Actors, poets, artists, we've got them all. And any of them can stand tall. And on the seventh day, God looked down, he created our town. He said, this is the place to be, the world's best city, where working men in the world unite, stand shoulder to shoulder, ready for the fight. North or south, rich or poor, the greatest ever city right on your door. Industrial revolutions, we've even had them. Inland docks, where do I begin? We've been there, we've done that, and we've rebuilt it again. Why am I having to explain? It's our city, it's the place we call home, and once you visit, you'll never go home. Thank you very much, Wigan. Hey.